Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Oh, if you let it, he can.
Will you let him change you on today? Change your heart. Change your mind. Change that status quo in your life. Praise God. He'll do it. He'll do it. All you got to do is make up in your mind. Praise God. To sell out for Jesus. Hallelujah. Good evening, radio internet listeners. Praise God. To our internet friends, praise God. To our local, amen, praise God, listeners. Atlanta, North Carolina, Massachusetts. Praise God. Amen. Good evening to you. Praise God. Amen. God will change you. He'll do it. Hallelujah. I tell you what, saints. After that this morning, ooh, my. Prophetic and anointing session. Praise God. If you missed it on this morning, you missed it. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord came in and just blessed through his Holy Spirit, through the prophet, through the word of God, through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. If you needed it, it was there. And God dispensed it. Oh, bless his holy name. But fear not. Hallelujah. For God is everywhere. He's even here right now. So whatever you need from the Lord, whatever you need, if you need that changing, he'll change it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Bless his holy name. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our own Mother Jackson come on in. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you too, Pastor Smith.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, God. Humbless, we know how, God, is coming, giving you the honor, who's the head of my life, and to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple, and to Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, Mother OG, and everyone at the ADM member. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, God. Humbless, we know how, God. We bow down heads, God. Oh, God, we thank you for another opportunity, God, to just to tell you thank you. Another opportunity to glorify your name, God. We thank you, God, for bringing us from to this point, God, that you still have us in your lovely, in your loving arms, God. You still have our minds still stayed on you, God. Glorifying your name. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. Oh, so we ask you this day, God, that you come in and you have your mighty way, God. We realize, God, we can't do nothing without you. Oh, but we know, God, in the name of Jesus, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, God. We thank you, God, this day, God, that you still have our minds, because of O'Shea, stayed on you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, God, that's surely protecting our minds, God. So we realize, God, we could have been in a tuition house, God. We could have been doing anything out there in the world, but instead, God, oh, God, instead, God, you say, had mercy upon us, God, with long loving, with long suffering, God. You turn around and you save us. Go to Moshe. You wash us up, God. You fill us with your Holy Ghost. You go to Moshe, God, and continue to wash us and purge us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Oh, Lord, Moshe, God, we thank you, God. When we begin to open our mouth, God, the rivers of water begin to flow like never before. And we say thank you, God. Oh, Lord, Moshe, God, we thank you for being your mouthpiece, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord, Moshe, God. Oh, God, we say yes to your will again, God. Oh, God, we lift our hands, God. Help to the God of Moshe. We realize, God, oh, Moshe, God, where all our help coming from. We realize that it only comes from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you constantly for healing, God. Constantly reforming mirrors, God. From us, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for this day, everything that we had to go through, God. We thank you, God, oh, bullshit, God, because all is well in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We plead the blood of holy, everything ain't like you today, God, even in our atmosphere, God, oh, bullshit, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we ask you today, God, continue to walk with us, God. Continue to talk with us, God. Continue to lead and guide us, God, oh, bullshit, in our truth, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every minister, Hutterabose, this day, God. Continue to strengthen him, God. Continue to shield and protect in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, we lift up Hutterabose, God, that it continue, God, to pour out your word, Hutterabose, unto the flocks, Hutterabose, the truth, nothing but the truth, God. So we thank you this day, God. Continue, Lord, to let us lay before you. Continue, Lord, to let us continue to push like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, read your word daily, Lord, Moshe, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you, Lord, Moshe, God. We thank you, Lord, Moshe. Call and burn these secrets out to you, Lord, Moshe, God. One needle in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We know all is well, Lord, Moshe, even in their doctor report, God. We thank you for healing their bodies, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. And we lift every ADM member man's up to you, God. We pray, God, that you continue to let them push like never before, God. We pray, God, that you bring them up to the means that they need to be in you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, begin to stir their spirits up. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, send your minister angel, that they'll minister to their spirit. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you, God, because you're still saving souls, God. We thank you, God, Oboche, God, that you're still pulling on them right now, but before. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift every memorial for real person up to your family and all, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak peace, God. We peace strength in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. Hallelujah, God. We wouldn't be nothing without you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us continue to boast in you like never before, God. There's a sin of man, Hallelujah, he's still saving, God. Let us glory come, Hallelujah, God. Where have you brought us out from, God? Oh, God, give us strength to go back and pull somebody else out. Let us go back, Hallelujah, and tell him if he did it for me, he to do it for you. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, let in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us begin to cry out, Hallelujah, and stand out, tell the truth, Hallelujah, what Jesus has done. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for we thank you this day, God, for healing cancer, God, for healing diabetes, Hikotaboche, high blood pressure, AIDS, Hikotaboche, God, because we know, God, that you are in the healing business. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we realize, God, that you haven't lost the battle, God, because you're mighty in battle, Hikotaboche, God, hallelujah this day, God. Oh, God, we lift up Mother Helen today, God, as you bring your words for her, the woman of wisdom, Hallelujah, mother of all nations, Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, have your way in Mother Helen today, God, and let us have ourselves open up, Hallelujah, our hearts, that we'll receive the word and come to Hallelujah, the woman of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We give you glory, God. Glory, 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 God. We love you so much, God. We love you, God. We thank you for loving us, God. You love us better than we love our own self. Oh, God, these things we ask, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray this day. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, glory be to God. Mother, we thank you for that anointed prayer. Amen. Mm. Praise God. Before we move on, I'd just like to give honor to Christ who's the head of my life. Amen. Praise God to my wife, to my pastors, Leticia and Temple Spencer. Praise God to Pastor Kel, amen, to the ADM frontline, the ADM family. Amen. I also like to give a shout out, praise God, to the USA, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, California, praise God, and also Puerto Rico. Amen. Be encouraged on today. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And as I said earlier, if you missed this morning, you missed the treat. But be not dismayed, because our own Mother Helen is coming. I don't know if she's going to do a drive-by or a sit-down, but whatever she does in the Lord, be prepared and hold on to your seat in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
At this time, we present Mother Helen of ADM.
God bless you, Mother. Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson. You always warm it up for me. Thank you for that prayer. And it's just another day that the Lord has kept me. He kept us.
Amen.
He kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger.
Amen.
Let no evil come upon us. It's just another day that the Lord has kept us.
Amen.
I give honor to my pastor, Spencer Temple, First Lady Lakeisha Temple, to Pastor Smith, and all Pastor C, and all the front line, and to everybody under the sound of my voice, international waters, the United States. I hope that something tonight I say will encourage you. You know I'm good at pouring a quart and a pint, as old people used to say. I don't be before you long. But I'd like to just, before I get into my message, I'd just like to do a little recap of what we had learned Monday, Tuesday, up until this present time.
Amen.
The first one was Joshua 1 and 9. And it said, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither thou be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with us wherever we go." Then on that night we read about Philippians 4 and 19. "But God shall supply all our needs according to his riches and glory." Then on the second day, Deuteronomy 6, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, don't be afraid, for our Lord our God is with us. He will not fail us, nor will he forsake us." And on the evening, Psalms 23, verse 4, "Yea, though you may walk through the valley of death, but you should not fear any evil, for the Lord thy God will comfort you." And my favorite scripture of all, 40:31, "They that wait upon the Lord, your strength will be renewed. You will mount up with wings of an eagle. We will run and not be weary. We will knock and not faint." And I may be jumping ahead, but Mark 10 and 27 said, "With men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Which leads me, we studied that for the past 3 days. I'm coming from the 12th chapter of Romans. Renewing of your mind.
Yes.
Did we get renewed in our minds when we read those scriptures, or did we just read them just to be reading them? But Paul was talking to the Christian people here, and we are supposed to be living sacrifices for God. He said, I'm going to be coming from the NIV, and my suggestion to everyone on this week, study the 12th chapter of Romans and take it in, eat it, and see how God wants you to live as a Christian person. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." What is that saying to you today? What is that saying to me? Sometimes you have to go and take a recourse. Look at yourself. Look at your life. see if we are dedicated, if we are doing everything we know to do, to be totally dedicated to God's will. That means sometimes you may have to give up certain friends. Your circle may be few, but once you're really dedicated and give God all the glory, you must serve God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. That means your whole life should be dedicated. Also, that means that we shouldn't abuse anything going into our bodies that's not like God.
Amen.
So a lot of people talk about smoking and drinking. But what about evil thoughts? What about nasty attitudes? What about rolling your eyes at your sister and brother in Christ? So all of those things are not pleasing in God's sight. So that's why he told you, make yourself a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. And the next verse says, God's will and God will be pleasing unto you. And I skip down to the ninth verse, which is so important to us as Christian people in the church world. And also, if you follow along with me, you will find our ADM ministry along with our pastor and first lady in this scripture, because this is what they do. And this is what God expects all of us to do as Christian people. Love, it must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Lacking in zeal, but keep your love in fervor, serving the Lord in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people when you need to. Practice hospitality. That means we shouldn't have favoritism. And I'm going to James, the second chapter and the first verse, where it backs up what I'm saying. He says, my brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism. Suppose a man come into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also come in. If you show special attention to the man with the good fine clothes and say, here is a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there or sit on the floor by my feet. Have you not discriminated against yourself and become judged with evil thoughts? Think of that today. Have we at one time or another been guilty of admonishing somebody that's all of that and a cup of tea and giving the one less than, less attention? These are the things that we must put in check. It's so easily to do. He said, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction. That means things that you go through when you're ill, when trouble come and trouble will come, when you look at so much evil that's going on around the world, people taking each other's life like no tomorrow, all of the fires and all of the storms. Sometimes you will know people who are friends of you and an acquaintance. So do we get upset? We must be patient and pray. Be faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Don't you see that at ADM? Don't you see that we have a pastor who teaches us how to give and not take, how to be faithful to what he asked us to do, how to love one another with all our heart, not love me because of what I can do or how I look or what I say to you. We must love unconditionally. He said, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Have you ever at one time, even when you were saved, if somebody did something to you, evil thoughts came up, and you said, Lord, I want you to get them. God going to punish you. You reap what you sow, you know, and all of that. And we must rejoice and leave all of that up to God, because he is the one who takes care of all of our enemies or whatever come up on us. It said, rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud. but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone's evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you. Live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge. My friends must leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it's mine to avenge, I will pray, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, would you feed him? If he's thirsty, would you give him something to drink? In doing this, you will be heaping burning coals on his head. So we don't need to try to get even with anyone. We need to get in the Word of God, chew on it, and find out what the Lord say about it. Because vengeance belongs to him. Do not be overcome by evil, but be overcome with doing good. And that is just such a message that just registered with me. I have to be the first one to admit that I haven't always lived up to this, but I'm striving every day. And I just want to say I thank God for ADM Ministry, because all of the goodness and everything that I had down on the inside of me is coming to the forefront. And now I don't like some of the people I used to like. I can't be with them anymore. And a lot of people think that they can serve God and serve the world, but they don't go together. Are you the same in church? Can I come to your house, or can I go wherever you go for your fun and see you acting the same way, or do you take on the spirit of the world? Some people come in church to shout all day, speaking in tongues, but when they get with the worldly people, they do what worldly people do. Sometimes that's why we have a hard time witnessing to people or getting them to come to church, because they see men and women of God doing the same thing they do. Why should they come to church? They would think that all of the praying and all of the witnesses that we do will be in vain. So let us remember to love one another as God has loved us, to be all we can be for Christ, have a renewing of our mind always. We all are part of each other, and we all could get along with each other and love each other. Unconditionally. Sometimes your circle decreases in size, but it will increase in value. That's when you be with other men and women of God. It's all right to have fun, to laugh, and to have a close joke, but don't go overboard. Renew your mind. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain by taking God at his word. If God can change night into day, he can turn your burdens into a blessing. So remember, be all you can be for God. Be dedicated, and let us not forget to be renewed within our mind. Well, that's my nuggets I have for you today. I hope I have been an encouragement to you. I thank God for every time that I can speak. I thank my pastor for allowing me to speak, and I just give honor to God that he's made a change in my life for the better. So until this time next week, God bless you, be encouraged, and now we turn it back in the hands of Pastor Smith. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And amen.
God bless you. I tell you, you said such a mouthful and so much. Amen. Praise God. And that's enough, praise God, to bring everybody up from the start back up to the top. Amen. Of what we should be doing as a saint of God. Amen. Praise God. You know, I was just sitting there thinking about when you was talking about Joshua. You know, when they first started, Joshua didn't want to fight. Amen. He believed in letting God handle everything. And because he believed in letting God have everything, he didn't believe that he had to be a physical soldier. Amen. Praise God. But then Moses had to go and motivate him. Amen. that he had to understand that God will not do everything for you. He'll do most things for you, but he's not going to do everything. If he did everything for you, if he put it on a silver platter, what would you have learned? What would you have gained? Praise God. But we have to be able, praise God, to do some things on our own when God gives us those tools and the word to do them. Amen. And the most important thing that she brought forth, praise God, to me, was presenting ourselves, amen, as a living sacrifice. Amen. Daily,
amen.
Our daily walk, how we talk, what we say, who we associate with, the things that we do should be pleasing unto God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Pleasing unto God. So when men see us, praise God, they will see the light in us. Amen. Praise God. Oh, glory. Mother, you just brought on a mouthful. Open up a can of worms. See, sometimes we have to look back and take a checkup from the neck up. Sometimes we have to go and pull that PMCS, Preventive Maintenance Checks and Services, amen, praise God, in our spiritual life and in the Word of God.
Amen.
To see if we are lining up, amen, with the Word of God. If we're not lining up, praise God, we should catch it through the unction of the Holy Spirit, letting us know, hey, you just did something wrong. Go back and correct it. Amen.
Yes, yeah. Amen.
Amen. You know the wrong time to come out trying to correct something is when you're standing before the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You got to do it before that. Amen.
Amen.
So when you stand before him, you can be counted worthy. Praise God.
Amen.
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 He knows that we're not perfect.
Yes.
Amen. But he said he make a way of escape. You go back and you clean up what you done messed up.
Amen.
Amen. If you messed over somebody, you need to go back and clean that up. Even,
amen.
Praise God. Even if you don't think you were wrong.
Yes.
Sometimes we have to bow, praise God, and be the peacemaker.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Somebody got to be the peacemaker.
Amen.
Why not be me?
Amen.
But, you know,
amen,
being in the flesh, we don't think this way, you know. We don't think this way because we're in the flesh, and that flesh want to be in control. I'm not going to say nothing to him. I'm not going to apologize to her. See, that's flesh.
Amen.
That's not what Jesus would do. Amen.
Amen.
He want our lives to be counted worthy of something. Praise God. So when you know when the sinner man looks at us and sees us and sees our life, you go, I want to be just like that. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, I heard somebody tell me that one time. Didn't know they had been watching me. Praise God. Had been watching me for a good long time. And then when they had seen enough, they were convinced that they saw enough to, he is a man of God. They came and they let me know. Amen. But see, that's all right. Because that's the way we're supposed to live our life on a daily basis, as a sacrifice. Praise God. Because it's not about us, praise God, saints.
Amen.
Amen. It's about the Christ that lives in us. And it's about who we can help along the way on our journey, praise God, through the process, of going home to see Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, I just thank you, Mother, for those words of encouragement. It's something for me to go back and look back over my life and ascertain to what I can do to better myself. Amen. Because I know I have a lot of shortcomings. Praise God. I'll be the first to admit it. Amen. Some people think, well, no, you don't. You know too much word. It's not. There was only one perfect. That was Jesus Christ himself. And he showed us the way. Amen. And if we follow his way, on a daily basis, because we can only do it one day at a time. because tomorrow
Amen.
Is not promised. Praise God.
No, it's not.
Amen. So we have to, amen, praise God, live our life pleasing to God, amen, and be a witness to somebody else on today.
Amen.
On
yes.
today. Amen. There might be something in your life that you have to change. Praise God. On today. On today. The Holy Spirit might be tugging at your heart and saying, you know you need to change that. You know you need to change that. But guess what? Let's go back. When you don't do what the Holy Spirit telling you to do, you're bucking God's system.
Amen,
praise God.
Amen.
You're bucking it. Amen. You buck it,
amen.
I buck it. Praise God. But he tells us how to go and get it straight. Amen.
Amen.
So we don't have to move into the hands of an angry God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. He will get sick and tired and sick and tired of the things that we do. Amen.
Amen.
It's not pleasing to him. Amen. See, the
Amen.
Blood will be required on our hands because of all these other people that we could bring into the fold and build the kingdom of God if we don't do it. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And you say, well,
well
Pastor, you know, I'm doing okay. I ain't bothering nobody. I ain't rocking nobody's boat. I ain't bucking the system. I'm just sitting back over here, you know, and I'm just enjoying. I'm enjoying the word and everything, you know. But I'm kind of like sitting on the outside of the circle looking in. Amen. Just said something right there. Sitting
Amen.
On the outside of the circle looking in. Amen.
Amen.
It says, forsake not to assemble yourselves together as you see the day vastly approaching. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're all together as saints, brothers and sisters in Christ, working to one agenda, one accord, amen, to one body, amen, under one spirit of the Holy Spirit, to Christ Jesus and Father God. Amen. We're just many members, amen, of the tree, of the vine, that has different blessings and giftings to come in as an integrated effort. Amen. Praise God to upbuild
Amen.
God's kingdom. Praise
Amen.
God. Isn't that amazing? What I can do, you can't do. What you can do, I can't do. Praise
Amen.
God. Who you can witness to, who God sent your way, I can't witness to them.
Amen.
It's something that you can say. It's something in you that the Holy Spirit is showing. Praise God. To allow you to be able to pull that individual, some plant, some water, but God be the increase. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I just tell
Amen.
You what, God is so good. God is so good. Praise his
yes,
holy
yeah.
name. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. And I'm so glad that he pulled me out from where I used to be. Praise God. Out of that muck and that miry clay. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Did not even know who Jesus was. Never was witnessed to. Never was told who Jesus was. Never was told about the Holy Spirit. But God himself saw a need in me. Just like
Amen.
He sees a need in you. Praise God.
Yeah.
And we all have that same power. Praise God, that Jesus left. Amen. So
Amen.
Don't sit on the outside of the circle when it pertains to the saints of God. We are family. We are peculiar people. We are to pray
Amen.
Together, live together, praise God, have fun together.
Amen.
That's how God wants it to be. Now, that's how it's going to be in heaven. If you can't get with that, what are you going to get with? Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Because
Amen.
That's what God wants us to do, to get along. Amen. And help somebody else along the way. Praise God. Hallelujah. So
Hallelujah.
Joshua, he became so fierce in his fighting praise God, Moses let him lead the battle. Amen. Went from a zero to a 100 to leading the battle. Praise God. What is your level on today? Where does God have you on today? And are you reaching the next level? Praise God. Because of the sacrifice in your life to God. Where is it? Are you stagnant? Are you doing it rung by rung? Like Jacob's ladder? Praise God. Or have you fallen and taken back? Praise God. Amen. Well, he said he's married to the backslider. That's no excuse. Praise God. He said he will supply all your needs according to riches, his riches in glory. Praise God. That's no problem. Amen. So what Amen. Is it? What is it that needs to be changed in your life on today so that you can be iron sharpening iron and be a more excellent individual and witness for Christ on today? Amen. Think about it. Amen. It's something for us to constantly think about, and we can constantly improve, praise God, when we're receptive. Remember, stay in a teachable mode. Amen. Respond to those who have the leadership over you. Praise God.
Amen.
Remember, follow me as I follow Christ. If I'm not following Christ, don't you follow me.
Amen.
Amen. Bible say the blind leading the blind both fall into the ditch. Praise God. And believe this right here. Get the word of God on the inside of you for yourself. Know that
Amen.
You know that you know God's word, and you know his spirit when he talks to you and gives
Amen.
You direction. Praise God. Know it. That's why we ought to seek his face the more. So the more we seek his face, the more intimate we are to his Holy Spirit, the most
Amen.
Susceptible we are to doing what the Holy Spirit tells us, and we can hear it. We can hear it like a little fine-tuned comb. We can hear it and know that it's God. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Well, I tell you what, that was just chicken soup for the soul, mother. Amen.
Amen.
Chicken
Amen.
Soup for the soul. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Enjoy it. Every word. Need me to go back and check my life out. Do some PMCS. Amen. Amen. Well,
Amen.
At this time, amen, we would like to bring our pastor in. Praise God. And get a few words from our pastor on the tail ends. Praise God. Our pastor and prophet,
yeah, you know, wow.
Temple Spencer.
Wow, I'm just back here. I've been back here hollering. That's all I can say. I've been back here in the background hollering. I'm telling you, if this thing wasn't on mute, I've been gonna mess all of you up with all my hollers. My God Almighty, because that's all I can do. I'm with this tonight is just holler. You know, my God. This was also so good, and you know, you brought out a key point, Pastor Smith, and I just hope everyone, I just really want y'all to get that. There's so many key points. There's so much richness in this. It's just so much in it, you know. But one of his points brought out with Joshua and Moses, and Joshua had an attitude to where God is going to do everything, and Moses was trying to take him, saying, "No, not this one right here," you know. And that's a lot of times that's with the body of Christ. You know, we get this attitude that God is going to do everything and where we are not trying to do anything. Yeah, I know you want your healing, but what are you going to do? What are you going to contribute? I know God is a merciful God. He is a blessing God. But it comes to a time to where we got to take initiative steps to do things for ourselves. And in the midst of us doing things, in the midst of the battle, the battle's already won, but sometimes we got to jump in the fight. Sometimes sometimes we don't have to jump in a fight. God's going to already fight the battle for us. So understand something, saints of God, that it just comes to a time to where things involve you. Yes, your finances is going to change, but sometimes it takes you to step out in that business idea. It takes you to step out in that career. It takes you to step out in that job promotion to accept it, even though it's more responsibility. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes you. Amen. And I want to say this, and I'm going to go because y'all was hitting it on cylinders and just, y'all was hitting it just left and right, and I was just back here hollering. I want to help you all with something, too, and I'm going to get in and get right back out. Renewing of the mind. Mother Helen brought that up way in the and when she was talking about renewing of the mind. Saints of God, you cannot be renewed if you don't have new in you. I'm going to help you again with that one. You cannot be renewed if you do not have the new in you. We try to be renewed with the same old thought process. We're trying to be renewed with the same old behaviors, the same old personality. You cannot be renewed of the mind or anything in your life to be renewed or made new if you still have that old wine in you. You're going to have to constantly come to a place to where we constantly pouring out ourselves unto the Lord. That's how we can get into a place of the character that we need to walk in this everyday life. Understand something. You cannot be renewed unless new in you. Every one of us, God is trying to do a new thing within us. And he's definitely going to be doing it in ADM, in the ministry. But understand this. If you're not open to the new, you will never be renewed.
Amen.
Some of us are so comfortable with the old because the old been working for so long, even though the old is a lot of missteps, misbeat, dysfunctional there, but we don't got used to it. We don't got adjusted to the mishaps to where we feel comfortable with it. And where we're not understanding that the mishap is causing us to miss so many things, so many blessings,
Amen.
Causing us to miss God.
Amen.
In order to be renewed, we're going to have to accept the new. We
yes.
have to get out of the mindset that we have to know everything. If you're going to know the new, well, the new is not new to you. I'm going to say that again. If you have to know the new or anything that is new, it's not new to you because you already know it. If
Amen.
God wants to do a new thing in us, he's going to give us something that we don't know. He's going to give us something that we never had. Imagine you going to Walmart to purchase a blouse that have a price tag on them for $9.99. In your mindset, this is a new blouse. But when you go to the register, they ring it up. They say, well, this is not $9.99. This is $5.99. You ask them, wow, it's a sale on? They say, no, this is a old product. This used to belong to somebody else. And your mindset, you thought you was getting something new. But you are really getting something not new, but something secondhand or third hand passed down.
Mm-hmm.
So that is not new. In order to receive something new, you're going to have to release the old and accept
Amen.
The new things in your life. God want to do a new thing. It's another depthness
yes.
to God that he want to show each and every one of you. It's another depthness to a business plan. If we have any business, I'm pretty sure we do. It's another depthness to everything dealing with God. In order to be refreshed and get something new, he want to give you, he want to pour something new into you that it will blow your mind. God been blowing my mind this week. He must on last week, he been blowing my mind because he been pouring new things. He been pouring fresh things inside of me. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, if you want to be renewed, let's go ahead and let's open up our spirits, open up our minds, and let's get ready to accept the things. Let's remember, our way is not the right way all the time. We don't have to be right all the time because we feel as though what we got, this is where we so built, so hard, tough to where no water cannot get in your ground to moisturize your ground. We're going to have to allow the moisture to come in and understand that certain things we have, it might not have been that way or go that way. and we got to accept the new. My God. Like I said, Pastor Smith, I'm going to get out of here, but it was excellent. My God, saints of God, I'm telling you, y'all want to make sure y'all meet us there this Sunday morning, my God, because y'all finna drop it, finna take us into another depthness of his word to where I'm just, my God, it's just blowing my mind. I'm just so ecstatic for what God is doing. Listen, also this Friday at 7 p.m., I want you to bring all your youth, bring your kids. I want them to come on the prayer line. We're going to start having youth prayer every other Friday. We're going to start this Friday right here on the line. We're going to get with them and pray with them in their area where they can receive God as well. We don't want to be all about us. We want to make sure we're thinking about them as well. So I want you to bring them on back Friday night at 7 p.m. Amen. So we can get on the line and we can have a blessed time with our youth. I'm telling you, this Sunday, y'all don't want to miss it. You're going to miss some depthness of what God is trying to say. You better bring your pencil, your pads, whatever you got to bring, because this stuff is just really blowing me away, and I know it's going to blow. You're going to take us into another part of God that we haven't experienced before, and that's what I'm looking for. God bless each and every one of you. God bless you, Pastor Smith, Mother Jackson, Mother Helen. I thank God for each and every one of you, and most of all, I just thank God for my queen, my wife, my God, First Lady Leticia Stiggers. God bless her as well, and I thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Praise God. Amen. Something to think about. Amen. But this week, these services, these nuggets, is just the prelude to the culmination that's going to be on Sunday. Praise God.
Amen.
But anyway, praise God. We have to get out of here now. Amen. I hope someone has said something. Amen. Praise God. To help you along the way. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Let God move in your life and do a change in your life on today. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And I'd like to do a quick prayer. Amen. The Lord is just putting something in my spirit right now. Praise God. Putting something in my spirit about mental spirits. Amen. Praise God. I want to speak to those demons right now, those mental demons, those psychological demons. And I counsel you right now by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I ask, Lord God, that you heal right now any and everybody, amen, that's dealing right now with that situation. And Father, we're going to give you thanks and we're going to give you praise. Because we know that you can do it, and we count it already done in Jesus' name. So don't forget, we'll meet tomorrow morning, praise God, at 7 a.m. sharp. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Good night.